Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
this is Learn to Kick Fear with Low.
Take action.
Learn how internet marketers, real estate investors, and other entrepreneurs are overcoming their fears and making it happen and being successful.
You know she's got the 411.
It's time to kick those fears to the curb with Low.
Right now.
Right now. Right now.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Lolita, aka Lo, and welcome to another episode of Take Action Real Estate Investing with me. I have a very, very special guest, and before I bring him on, I just want to thank you guys for continuing to listen to my podcast, and I want to make sure that you rate and you subscribe, okay, on iTunes to this podcast as of April the 25th. I think that's tomorrow. We're going to be changing formats, so you're going to have to go ahead and subscribe to our new, we're with SoundCloud, so you're going to have to go ahead and subscribe there, okay? And I'll make sure and provide the link for you guys. Don't worry about it. I'll provide the link, but I wanted to make sure and tell you all that before I forget, okay? All right, so what I want to do now is introduce our special guest. I've had the privilege of being on his particular podcast several months back, but he is doing some things in the real estate world up there in Cleveland, Ohio. Michael Alder is a family man. He is based out of Cleveland, Ohio. He's a real estate investor that loves to learn and share real estate investing strategies on his weekly podcast, Real Estate Strategy Session. And without any further delay, I just want to welcome Michael to the show. Michael, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you, Loth. I really appreciate you having me on, and I look forward to connecting with you and your guests on this. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. So let's go ahead and dig into the questions here. So talk a little bit about how you got started in real estate and where your passion came from.
You got it. So I'm going to take you all the way back to the years of 98 to 2000.
Cool.
And I was 18, 19 years old at the time, and infomercials were all the rage, right?
Right.
So you'd be up either late at night or really early in the morning, and you would see people driving in flashy cars and lakefront property, and it all came from real estate investing. So I would get so juiced watching these infomercials, right?
Right.
And I got the idea in my head. I said, well, all I need to do is buy real estate and I'll be rich. Now, I never bought a program, never hired a mentor. None of the steps you're supposed to take, right? I just went out and I just started buying duplexes, singles, fourplexes, anything I could get my hands on, because this was in the days where the banks just handed you money for asking.
Right.
So as quick as I got in the game and just started buying everything up, I went bankrupt even faster. Within a year's time, cars were being pulled out of my driveway. It was, I never studied the idea of contractors not delivering, deadbeat tenants not paying their rent. And right about the same time I was buying all this stuff, September 11th had happened. And here in Cleveland, Ohio, it's very blue collar here. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the work had shut down. So even with my trade is a carpet installer, so I didn't have any work to fall back on, because even when I was negative cash flowing from all these properties I bought, I had a decent income from the business I created, but that was gone too. So it was like I exploded overnight and lost everything just as fast. So that's where my first step into real estate came from.
Awesome. Now let me ask you a question. Did you have a mentor, at some point throughout the beginning stages?
Not at all in the beginning. And,
okay.
Nowadays I have, countless mentors in my life. Anything that I want to learn at this point, I always seek out the right person that's a fit for me. I hire them, and then that way I can get to the finish line without creating all the mistakes I did so many years ago.
Sure. I totally understand that. Now, let me ask you this. What was your biggest challenge you faced, you know, when getting started?
I mean, that's a great question there, because at first I didn't know what I didn't know and I dove right in. And after I had lost everything, my biggest challenge was realizing that failure is okay as long as you don't quit. So I sat on the sidelines for about 6 to 7 years, roughly.
Wow.
Studying everything, but I was scared to death because losing everything was like the most painful thing to me.
Sure.
At that time. And this went down 15 years ago. I still think about it to this day. That's how much of an impact it had.
Sure.
But after the market had crashed is when, right about the same time, I started studying people like Tony Robbins, Robert Kiyosaki, Chalene Johnson, you know, big motivators that have all had massive failures in the past.
Yes.
And, you know, basically showed me that it's okay to fail, but you better get right back up and get back in, or it is a true failure. So that was my biggest setback or challenge, was just getting the courage and the personal development inside of me to get back up and jump back into this real estate game and make it a successful business.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like you're a self-motivator. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I study a lot of people that are highly motivated, and Yes. That's what keeps me motivated.
Exactly. And that was my next question, because I'm the same way. So, you know, you motivate yourself by studying other highly successful people, entrepreneurs, like you said, that have had to hit rock bottom and they have the success stories. I mean, that's how we all learn, right? Is that correct?
Right. Absolutely.
Awesome. So let me ask you this question. Now, what aspect of real estate investing do you mainly focus? Is it wholesaling? Is it buy and hold, fix and flip? Or do you do it all?
So up until this year, since 2008 up until now, we focused on the cash flow model. So what we would do in Cleveland is we would raise private money, and then we would go out and purchase distressed properties. We would go ahead and renovate these properties and place quality tenants into them.
Right.
So from the cash flow from there, we would have an asset that we would then turn and try and sell to investors from the West Coast, because the numbers are more favorable in our area. And if the property didn't sell, we just kept it in our own portfolio. We would pay off the private lender from the rental income and go ahead and just keep that asset once it's paid off. So that's been our model up until this point. But this year, we're really switching things up.
Awesome. So may I ask you a few things that you're doing? You're switching up?
Yeah, absolutely. So you and I both know you don't own a business unless you could step away from it for 4 to 6 months and you come back and you're bringing back just as much money as you were, if not more, when you left. And the way I kind of run things now, it's like I have my own high-paying job. So I can step away for a week or two at a time, but if I step away for too long, stuff's going to hit the fan.
Right.
So my new focus now, and you and I had discussed this a little bit before the show, I'm switching my cash flow model over to raw land investing.
Yes.
To where we're going and buying property off of motivated sellers at deep, deep discounts, and then we're going to resell on seller finance terms. So that's going to be my cash flow piece to the business, and then I'm actually stepping into virtual wholesaling this year as well.
Yes.
So I don't have to be, you know, in Cleveland checking on guys, checking on deals, things like that. I have to force myself to run this business from wherever I am and have the right teams in place. So that's our big focus for this year. And, you know, I'm seeking out all the right mentors and hiring the right consultants to help me build this along the way.
Yes. And that is so important. And just like you shared earlier, you know, just learning from, you know, the crash and things that you had to go through. Hiring, and you said this several times, and I want the listeners to understand this, hiring and investing in yourself, investing in a mentor or mentors, or being a part of a mastermind with higher level people will help you save so much time, so much money, so much headache, and will help you obtain your goals of financial freedom quicker. You agree?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's almost like you got to view it like this. Would you not pay somebody to cut to the front of the line?
And, right.
You know, you can learn anything on your own, but if you listen to my story, I learned a really painful lesson, and it took me years to get back in the game. So by hiring the right people that are already doing this, and they're going to hold your hand and guide you and be there for you, or like you said, the mastermind groups, those are even more powerful,
because
Yes. Then you usually have about 5 people to run your ideas past, and they'll say, no, you're crazy, don't do that, or that's good, but do this, this, and this to get to the finish line.
Absolutely.
And it's such a powerful thing to invest in these groups.
No doubt about it. Oh, that's great. So let me ask you this. What kind of marketing are you doing to generate leads?
Okay, so with the old model, a lot of marketing that I did to generate leads was just newspaper ads, which is something we did so many years ago and everybody stopped doing it, but they were still highly effective for the cash flow model because people typically, you know, 55 and up are still reading the paper. A lot of them own real estate, and at this point, they just don't care about it anymore. They either pulled their money out of it or they're financially stable and they don't care to deal with the problems that a distressed rental property might give them at this point. So they're motivated and they're reading the paper. So if you had those ads in there with the I buy houses, any condition, any situation, we were pulling a lot of leads from that. Now, and I wish I had some results to share with you. Like literally yesterday, I downloaded Agent Pro 24/7.
Okay.
And I'm using that to pull some motivated seller leads. So I could probably follow up with you on that and let you know if it was worth the investment. I mean, it's $20 a month, so it's a no-brainer to at least try it.
Right.
But I could let you know if it was effective or if it's dated material. So that's what I'm using this year to pull my motivated seller leads and just do direct mail campaigns and yellow letters and things like that.
Awesome. Yeah, I would love to hear your results. And
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll definitely share.
Yeah, especially with Agent Pro 24. But yeah, you know, as far as direct mail, that's what we use as well. Direct mail just works for us. It always has. And with us, it's just been the consistency of follow-up. And learning and understanding how to and where to get those leads of individuals that are motivated. And I tell people that all the time, especially, you know, my students and clients, you know, there's certain areas, even at your county, that you can go and pull lists if you don't want to pay for leads, right? Or if you don't want to use sources such as listsource.com or, you know, there's other sites out there like that. If you don't want to pull the list yourself, or if you're not computer savvy, then I would say Google, you know, Google your county. Go up there and ask them, hey, is there a list of tax defaults, you know, that I can get? People that are behind on property taxes and probates. So there's a way to get those type of leads, but it's all in the type of motivated sellers that you have to target, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad that within what you just said there, you said follow up. And a lot of people don't do this. Just because a person tells you no doesn't mean that's not a hot lead. You have to follow up, because if they tell you yes with your first offer, you just paid too much.
Yes.
So you want to catch that deal 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks down the road when that motivation changes and they're ready to accept your offer at that point.
Absolutely. And you'll be surprised how many investors do not follow up, and it just leaves you more of an opportunity to get, you know, to get more business. And that's what we find, you know, at least 4 to 5 follow-ups on our leads, or until they tell us, hey, you know, they threaten us, you know, stop sending us, you know what, damn it, stop sending us stuff. We're not interested, or we've sold it. You know, that's the only time we really remove people from our list. So,
right. No, that's awesome.
Yeah. But okay, great. Well, let me ask you this. What's your 3 biggest tips that you want to pass on to listeners on how they can get started with real estate investing?
Yeah, this is what I think. And here's the thing about real estate investing. There's so many bright and shiny different strategies out there that everybody wants to do. And I'm guilty of it too. If you dangle something really cool in front of me, I'm going to get distracted. So here's right. What I say. Decide on one strategy. You don't have to stick with it all the way through, but focus on one strategy and then find a mentor that's going to help you. And a couple of tips that I have for finding the right person is, you know, everybody has a podcast, everybody has a blog site, you know, subscribe to a couple freemiums from whatever the people you think you're going to connect really well with. See what they have to offer for free. And then from there, schedule a consulting call with them. And if you really click and you think they have your best interest at heart, hire that person to help you get the results. And as you gain results and you build momentum and your confidence goes up and you want to try something else after you've seen some success, you know, in the business, you can go ahead and branch out at that point. But I wouldn't say be a wholesaler, be a cash flow investor, you know, buy tax deeds, you know, just focus right. on that one thing, get in the game, get dirty, and you're going to scrape your knee in the beginning, you know, stuff's going to happen, but that's the only way you're going to get it.
Exactly.
So get in and then go ahead and branch out from there if you would like.
Yes. And I second that. It's excellent advice. So thank you for sharing that. What challenges have you faced on your journey? I know you talked about some things that you dealt with early on, but what maybe some other challenges that you faced, you know, on this journey?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest one was realizing that it was okay to fail, which I had shared earlier, but some of the other challenges are, it's all in your head, whatever the challenge is. I mean, you know, we hear this all the time that there's tons of money out there. And if you're new in the game, you might not realize and you say, well, yeah, there's plenty of money for you, but I don't know. There's not plenty of money for me. Trust me, there's tons of money out there. There's tons of deals out there. Some of the other challenges I've had was just having the confidence to make a lowball offer, which is really what you have to do to succeed. You know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this person's going to punch me in the face since I say this. But there's ways to, you know, put your offers out there and break down these challenges that are holding you back. So I think most of the challenges that I've had in the, you know, in this business, it's all mental. It's, you know, this person's not going to accept this offer, so I'm not even going to say it. Or this person won't fund my deal, so I won't schedule a meeting with them. And you just have to realize if the pitch is good, or if you really can add value to the situation, you will get what you want. So don't let that little voice in your head hold you back like it does so many of us.
Oh my goodness. The power of asking, right? And I've had to deal with that, you know, early on in my career. And even sometimes now, I'm not going to lie, you know, it's like, man, do I really want to ask? Do I really want to pick up the phone and ask this person, you know, see if they have a couple hundred grand for a deal that we had?
Anytime you push into the next level, you have that little voice is going to pop up. Yes. You know, if you're borrowing a couple hundred grand and you're going to do a $500,000 deal, like, whoo, can I ask for this right now? But get that fresh breath of air in your lungs, pick up the phone, make it happen. If you get shot down, you pick it up again, and you keep pushing until you get it.
That's right. That exactly right. Awesome. So, Mike, tell us about any products or services that you have available for people that's, you know, interested in connecting with you.
This is what I was thinking about, Lo, and I hope this is okay with you.
Sure.
Over the years, I've become really good at raising private money. So I have a downloadable audio completely free called 15 Days to 50K. And it just shows the basic steps you need and what you have to have ready to not only locate private lenders, but how to get them to trust you to fund your first deal or multiple deals, whatever point you're at. If you're looking for more private money, this audio will show you that. But this is what the other thing I was thinking, Lo. What is a book that has really impacted your life?
Oh, my God.
I put you on the spot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did. No. That's okay. Because I'm going through my files mentally to choose which one. There's been a number of them, but I would have to say Think and Grow Rich was really, really key to shifting my paradigm early on.
So this is what I'm thinking then. If the listeners want to learn how to get private money, they could go to realestatequickfunding.com. I'll give them the audio for free.
Okay.
And I'm going to say my favorite book this year is The 10X Rule. So let's do this. For all the listeners that come over and they grab a copy of that audio, this is strictly for this show. That this domain name is just for this audience here.
Cool.
I will let Lo or Lo's team pick out two audience members from that. I'll send them a copy of Think and Grow Rich and The 10X Rule just for coming over and checking us out.
That is so awesome. I'm so glad you did it. I didn't know you were doing that. Yes, you surprised me.
I think I'd throw it out there. See if you liked it or not. So that'd be a lot of fun, you know?
Yes, I love it. Thank you. Can you please share that the name, please, again?
Yep, it's realestatequickfunding.com.
Quickfunding.com. So realestatequickfunding.com. And I'll make sure and provide the link.
That is strictly for this audience here.
Okay.
Lo's team will pick out two winners. We're going to send you a couple books and hopefully impact your lives this year.
Wow, that is powerful. Oh my goodness. Guys, make sure, and I'll make sure and have the link in this particular description of this episode. Oh my God, that is fantastic.
Excellent. Thank you.
Mike, I really, really, really appreciate you guys. Make sure you go to the link and give the site one more time, Mike.
It is realestatequickfunding.com.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, everybody. So you know what to do now, okay? Make sure you go and take action. Mike, thank you again.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate this. This was a blast.
No problem.